Blog Talk Radio.
Great Friday, great Friday, great Friday. That's right, great Friday, June 7th, 2019. It's your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas, and I am through the roof excited on today. I am absolutely at the highest level of energy known to man. I am feeling this beautiful presence right now as we speak. And as we do on every show, I want you to feel that same level of enthusiasm. So wherever you are, I want you to clap, clap, clap your hands, stomp your feet, wiggle your ankles, your neck, your shoulders, whatever it's going to take to get you there. I want you to feel that high level of energy as well. What we do is we claim our I am statement. We affirm the goodness and greatness of God and all that God has for us. So wherever you are right now, repeat after me, or either claim your own affirmation, but I will hear the words of the Holy Spirit within. I will lead and not follow. I will create and not destroy. Why? Because I am a force for good. I defy the odds. I set new standards, and I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. I am the lender, not the borrower. I thought you knew. I am the employer. I am loved by God. I am chosen by God. No weapon formed against me shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment shall be condemned. Why? Because I am a champion. Everything I touch turns to gold. It is my season. It is my turn. I am humble. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am strong, I am whole. I am a champion and shall never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I must repeat that. I am a champion and shall never be broke nor broken another day in my life. I will live the fullest of life and all that God has for me. I insist that my actions reflect a positive life and my future is bright because my attitude is right. That's right. An attitude of gratitude will take you anywhere you want to go. Remember who you are, whose you are, and your level of empowerment. And you too shall live the fullest of life and all that God has for you. Again, I will state, I am through the roof excited on today. I have so much to cover in a short period of time, but I want to welcome all of our callers back to the show. Welcome. It is Friday, June 7th, and we are excited here at Your Health is Your Wealth. We are talking about making it a habit to form healthy habits. Now, we don't want to scare anybody off. We just want you to realize that you can't change a habit. What you will do is replace an old habit with a new habit. So we're going to do something just a little different on today. Generally, we go straight from our affirmations into our segment, but I was running across a lot of material on this morning, and it just kept going, bam, 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 just hitting my spirit. And there are two things that I want to cover that's not traditionally on our standardized platform. One is my morning meditation, and it's dated for Friday, June 7th, 2019. It says, my inner eyes see the truth of my being. My inner eyes see the truth of my being. It states, acts and spirit will direct your path and be a light under your feet. You will find yourself moving in the right direction to realize your dreams and desires. Have the courage to say yes to your inner desires. Speak truth and activate your inner vision. I say yes to bring all that I was created to be. With courage and trust, I ask, believing that my dreams will manifest. I speak a word of blessing into my daily activities. I am fearless, and I make necessary mental adjustments to assist me in the realization of my dreams. I give thanks for their fulfillment. I see it, I believe it, and I know I can achieve it. Thanking you, imagination, in me, through me, as me, around me, through the Christ within, and so it is. And this comes from Psalms 20:4. May the Lord grant you according to your own heart and fulfill all your counsel. And the second thing, you guys, I'm going to move quickly so that we can get back on subject, was I was on Instagram this morning, and I'm just scrolling, trying to answer, you know, my inbox, my responses, and say hi to people. And I ran across something that just struck my spirit so heavily, and it's from Larissa Barclay. I don't know that she originally wrote it, but Larissa is one of my millionaire mentors on my social media. I actually know her in real life as well. But she said, when a prayer becomes your habit, miracles become your lifestyle. You better clap, stomp, and get excited. I got to repeat that, you guys. When a prayer becomes your habit, miracle becomes your lifestyle. Now, so many times we've heard it in so many different ways, make prayer a part of who you are. And we're looking for that magical something to happen in our prayer life that gets us to a state of conscious understanding. And I've had numerous epiphanies through the Council of Prayer. And this is just one of those moments when it's an aha moment, like, yes, that's what's happening to me right now. When I share with you guys, my birthday is May 19th. It's just a commonality for me to celebrate the entire month of May, being that my grandmother, my maternal grandmother's birthday is the first, my sister's birthday is the 8th, and then we all simultaneously fall into place literally the 15th, the 16th, the 19th, the 20th. A huge portion of my family is in the month of May. So I literally celebrate from the 1st to the 31st. So without needless to say, May was a huge month for me. But on top of that, I had numerous levels of responsibility and accountability that I had to stand up for. And in those levels of responsibility and accountability, I found myself feeling a tad bit overwhelmed. And the only way that I could get through it was to go into prayer and spiritual counseling. I could not physically pull this off. I had to be in a state of spiritual wellness in order for me to accomplish everything that I wanted to accomplish. And with that being said, I began to see miracle after miracle after miracle unfold in my life. And it was so amazing for me to sit back and say, there's absolutely nothing that I cannot accomplish if I remember rule number one, that God is my great I am. And as long as I follow within spiritual counsel, as long as I follow a right divine plan, success is my overall outcome. Now, I don't want to spook anybody or get us all off track. Hello and welcome back. That's where my heart is at right now, you guys. I am so excited. Do you realize that June signifies the starting point for mid-year? That's right. This is 2019. It just seems like yesterday we were celebrating and welcoming the start of a new year. We are already midway through the new year, which brings us to our platform on today, recognizing your level of empowerment towards making a habit to form healthier habits. Where are you with your New Year's resolution? Are you progressive in your original goals, or do you find yourself stagnant? Are you still enthusiastic or have you become frustrated? Are you on a new course of action or back to the familiar patterns? These all represent behaviors, people. And despite your current circumstances, whether you are on target for reaching your goals or if you found yourself in a little melancholy state and not exactly where you had anticipated being, just remember, we start each day anew, and each day is an opportunity to do something different. So we're starting off June 7th, 2019 as day number one. Let's start over, let's reboot, and let's get cracking with this thing. That's right. Success leaves clues. So at any point, you can get on board. At any point, you can get on course. We're asking that you develop yourself to claim your position. And, you know, I am so excited. I declare and decree right now that you're about to be the happiest you've ever been. I was speaking with a young lady. I believe she might be on the line with me today, but she, as well as I, this platform started from a weight loss journey. I lost a massive amount of weight, and I wanted to share with people my successes, and Dr. Dunlap saw something in me that he thought he deemed necessary for me to share with the world, and there we are. We are here at, because of our visionary, Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap, we are here at Your Health is Your Wealth. Well, when she and I were sitting down talking, we have a very similar testimony. She, too, has adopted a lifestyle of wellness. She, too, has lost a massive amount of weight, and she has a whole new overall concept of where she is, where she wants to go, and the goals and visions that she has for her life. And it was like simultaneously we were answering each other's questions and we were finishing each other's sentences. Because why? It's not about, it's 10%. It's 10% of diet, hydration, and exercise. And I know those numbers may seem a little quacky. Because why? It's 99.9% of consciousness. You must develop a different state of consciousness in order to meet and accomplish your goals. No matter whether you're trying to lose weight, save money, build a business, build a house, start a school, start a training program, whatever it is you're trying to do physically and systematically and strategically, if you line everything into place, you will accomplish your goal. Those are the strategic methods of accomplishing something, the physicality of it. However, you must first adopt a consciousness of I will, I am, and I can. And that's what we both agreed upon, was that the consciousness, you must elevate your consciousness. Elevate your consciousness and you elevate your life. Now, mind you, this platform is for anyone who wants to chime in. So if you simply press 1 on your keypad, you are welcome to join us at any point during our dialogue on today, and as well as following up towards the end of June, we are discussing making it a habit to form healthy habits. Now, let me just say this before I chime you in, because I do have a caller ending in 5869 that wants to come on the line. But with forming a habit, all living things, all living creatures create patterns of consistency. That's all that a habit is a pattern of consistency. And we can't break a habit. You just want to replace a habit with a new one. So with that being said, I want to bring our caller on today. We're ending in 5869. Hello, it's your girl, Sister Kimberly. How are you on today? Tell us your name and where you're calling from. Okay, we're going to go back just in case, as we're getting a lot of background information. Caller 5869, if you want to come back in, just hit 1 on your keypad once more and come on back in. Thank you so much. We're getting a lot of background disturbance. But yes, you guys, I am so incredibly excited on today. I don't know if I've been this way all through the month of May and it's rolling over into June, but I want to share something with you guys. With this enthusiasm and this excitement, there was a lot of fear and apprehension that preceded it. I got to repeat that. I encountered a great deal of fear and a great deal of apprehension that preceded this enthusiasm that I'm feeling right now. And this also ties back into making it a habit to form healthier habits. Now, in this season of fear, what I felt was this negative narrative that was telling me, Kim, you're doing too much. You know, you're thinking your goals and your visions are too grandiose. You need to fall back. Just get a regular pattern of normalcy. Don't do that. That's too much for one person to accomplish. And you're thinking too much. You're doing too much. And I just didn't want to give in to that negative narrative. I didn't want to lapse into old, unserving beliefs. So I prayed about it. I wrote in my journal about it. I asked God to give me courage, you guys. It was courage. I asked for a triumphant living. I wanted gifts of the Spirit. I asked for everything I could possibly think of to get me to where I wanted to be. And you know what? I am so incredibly grateful that I followed through with execution, because what happened was I realized that I had created a new habit. The new habit was replacing fear with courage. Only thing courage is, you guys, is stepping up to your fear face to face and saying, I will not let you take ownership of me. I will not allow this circumstance to consume me. I am going to step past what I am most afraid of, and I am going to make it happen. I'm going to share something with you guys. I'm a licensed realtor, or I was a licensed realtor, and I allow my real estate license to lapse. Now, when I was much younger, I went into class, passed it with a breeze. I went to the state exam, I passed it with a breeze. And so I said, you know what? I let my license lapse. I just need to follow up and reinstate. Well, years have passed, and I found myself in this class, you guys, not as sharp as I was in my 30s or in my 20s. And I started being fearful. I started believing that, oh, Kim, you're doing too much. Oh, Kim, you know, you let too much time lapse. Maybe this isn't for you. Maybe you ought to reevaluate. Why don't you just pay for the class all over again and start from scratch? Every negative narrative you can imagine came to full fruition. And I just found myself thinking on these negative thoughts regularly. And my mother told me, girl, if you don't pull yourself together, cut it out. You're feeding into a negative narrative. Nobody can walk you through this. You need to go into quiet counsel, and you need to pray. And for days on end, that's all I did was I stopped speaking on it, and I started praying about it. I started writing in my journal. Do you know I went into that class, and I sat in the first seat, the very first seat. I refused to go to the back of the class. I am the head and not the tail. I am above and not beneath. It's all about knowing who you are and affirming your position. Now, I was still a little apprehensive, and my spirit was a little shaky, but when you pray, you don't worry, and when you worry, you don't pray. So I sat in the very first seat. I let all the naysayers sit behind me. And I sat in there and I took my time, and praises to God, I came out of there with an 81% after a necessary 75. So I am 6 points above where I'm supposed to be. Praise God. You cannot feed into this negative narrative. You've got to start doing things differently. And that's an example of my doing things differently, because my mind told me just pay the $200 over again. Do it later, pay it over again, and you will be okay. So it makes no sense. It's about me changing up, making a habit of forming new, healthier habits. And my healthier habit in this moment was facing fear, replacing my fear with courage. And it proved to be astronomically beneficial for me. It was totally advantageous on my behalf. So from that one experience, I've been using that in every area of my life. Now, there is power of life and death lies in the tongue. We talk about that all the time. Your consciousness is controlled by your tongue. You know, you may think something, but when you speak it, you bring life to it. So I am learning that my words give us access. My words give me access and authority over all things. So I am so grateful for this platform. I am grateful for my network. I am grateful for all of my mentors and life coaches and success coaches, people who have my best interest in heart, that teaching me to use an intentional language. Whatever you speak must make a difference. It just absolutely must make a difference. And I didn't learn that on my own. I know my mother's been telling me for my entire life, bite your tongue. Don't say that. Do this, do that. And I, you know, sometimes when our parents tell us things, we don't absolutely understand them, nor do we receive them immediately. You have to go out and get your own life experiences in order to understand exactly what they were trying to teach us. And I am here today as a huge advocate on using intentional language. Speaking life. That's why we start this platform with affirmation and the highest level of energy possible. You know, I want to say this when it comes to building a healthy habit, it takes 21 to 30 days to form a new habit. 21 to 30 days. Now, in the beginning, it is extremely awkward. I decided on my birthday or prior to my birthday that I was going to exercise. My mother sent me money in the mail. My sister bought me perfume and clothes and jewelry and just all type of magnificent gifts that I received in the physical. But I said, God, I want to do something purposeful for myself. What is it that I can do? And one of the things that I wanted to do on my birthday was climb Stone Mountain. 1,800 feet above sea level, I wanted to do that. And I was a little rusty. I normally do this on a week-to-week basis, but I was rusty. It's about breathing and muscle control and timing yourself, and I hadn't done it. But I knew that I could not allow a negative narrative to push me outside of my goal. So what I did was I set my clock. I went to Google. I found out what time the sun was coming up. It said 6:24. And I set my clock, and I laid out my exercise clothes, and I was on the mountain. I was a little late, but I was in perfect time, and I met a beautiful group of young ladies who not only assisted me with getting up the mountain, but guess what? I broke my record. It normally takes me about 35 to 40 minutes to make it up that mountain, and we did it in less than 30. I think it was like 26 minutes. So when a prayer becomes your habit, miracles becomes your lifestyle. I experienced a miracle on my birthday. And I said that to say this, that was the start of my reactivating my exercise regimen. That was my gift to me. For 21 to 30 days, we're going to form a new habit. My niece recently got married on a ship. And, of course, you know, on a cruise ship, everybody is eating and everything outside of your standardized protocol. But guess what I did on my ship, you guys? I found the exercise room and the wellness track, and that's what I did every day, was made sure that I followed through with my consistency. I'm on a 21 to 30-day track. Now, this is 140 pounds into my weight loss accomplishment. It doesn't matter. I am building a lifestyle. It's not about losing weight. It's about building a legacy. I want my legacy to be wellness, and I am building my legacy of wellness. You know, you guys, I am going on and on and on. We are almost following the end, but I want to share this. recruit an accountability partner, people. Find you somebody. It doesn't have to be Sister Kimberly. I'm telling you, I can be a little aggressive at times. But find yourself an accountability partner, somebody that has your best interest at heart, somebody that is going to tell you the truth no matter what. I got to share this. If everybody in your immediate circle is telling you all the things that you want to hear, you need to get a new circle of friends. There is going to come a time in your life when you must hear uncomfortable things, when you must be redirected. So if everybody in your circle is telling you what you want to hear, please, 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 people, find yourself a new accountability circle, okay? But accountability is crucial. These are the people that have your best interest in heart, that are too engaged in you accomplishing your goal and striving to see that you meet your highest mark. So it's critical. Those are the two things that we want to leave off with today. Is it takes 21 to 30 days to form a new habit and to gain an accountability partner. Recruit someone. It doesn't have to be, you don't have to stick with the same person for the same season. If this season in your life you are new at things, just be willing to allow someone to shadow you or to be your sidekick, to get you going, to get you activated, and to get you moving. So with that being said, I want to first mention a huge gratitude to Dr. Nathaniel Dunlap. He is the visionary behind this platform, Your Health is Your Wealth. We are a spinoff of the PRF Table, which is a financial wellness, spiritual financial wellness platform. It teaches us what we are empowered to do with our resources, our possessions, and our finances. And they are here at the same platform. I believe it's every first and third Tuesday at 12:30 p.m. And it's a wealth of information. You guys, I was looking at an article on today, and it was talking about the state of African American wealth in this country. And we can stand to be counseled and coached and positioned for greatness, you guys. That's where the accountability come in. You've got to be willing to allow help to help you. So this is a great platform for you to get the information that you need and to be spiritually fed. And we are an interactive platform. Despite the fact that Sister Kimberly is a huge talker, this is an interactive platform, people. So if you ever have questions on this platform as well as Dr. Dunlap's platform, all you have to do is press 1 on your keypad and they will chime you in. So with that being said, I am so excited on today. You know, I was reading something. You guys know that I'm always reading something. And Dr. T.D. Jakes said, freedom is a messy business. People and circumstances don't just let you be free when they have enjoyed the pleasures of your bondage. And that to everything, your finances, your wellness, your job, your amount of money that you make, you know, where you are in your weight loss journey. Freedom is a messy business. When you make a decision and a consciousness that I'm going to be financially well, I'm going to be physically fit and well, you're leaving some people behind. And people and circumstances do not like you to leave them behind and in bondage. So with that being said, I love, love, love you guys. I thank God for this platform. Remember, this is your girl, Sister Kimberly Silas. Your health is your wealth. And we are celebrating throughout this entire month of June, making it a habit to form healthy habits. I'll see you right back here at this same platform on June 21st at 2 p.m. sharp. Remember, I am madly, madly, madly in love with you and absolutely crazy about me. Thank you so much. Mwah!